Harper Audio presents Lighthouse Island by Paulette Giles. Read by Kevin T. Collins. Chapter 1. The winds carried dust to every part of the great cities, left it on roofs and window sills and uneven streets. It scoured glass to an iridescent glaze. The city covered the entire earth, if people think of the earth as where I live. At night, the wind sang through the abandoned upper floors of buildings with a noise like oboes, and this erratic music could be heard at street level, where people walked in the heat to their work in offices and in the recycling dumps and the cement works to work on the pumps that kept the water, contaminated with gypsum from Silurian seas, flowing through the pipes. In the interstadial spaces between the borders of gerrymanders, prisoners painfully attended the cactus fields and the soybean fields. There was not enough pressure to move water any higher than 4 stories, and so upper stories had to be abandoned and demolished and new, dust-leaking roofs built over the remains. Television reports on demolitions were very popular. The city covered mountains. Houses were fastened to the steep places, and they sprang up in 4-story shells along abandoned watercourses and the sinks of vanished springs.